Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Nikah de masno, dukhe dil ka marham. Nikah de masno, dukhe dil ka marham. Ye farma gaye hai Rasool-e Mukarram. Ye farma gaye hai Rasool-e Mukarram. Ye shaadi hai beshak mohabbat ka zina. Ye shaadi hai beshak mohabbat ka zina. Baharon ki aamad saba ka tarannum. Baharon ki aamad saba ka tarannum. Nikah de masno dukhe dil ka marham. Ye farma gaye hai Rasool-e Mukarram. Ye shaadi ki taqreeb sabko mubarak. Ye shaadi ki taqreeb sabko mubarak. Ye ni'mat khuda ki taharat ka parcham. Taharat ka parcham. Fizaon mein aqde nikah jalwa gar hai. Fizaon mein aqde.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. It's cold, very cold. Brrr, here in Johannesburg. And I see all my colleagues are actually dressing warm. Mashallah. Brother Bonface, my beloved engineer, this morning, he will be with me till 12-ish, inshallah. I want to welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. Today is the 13th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the bliss of marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Ustad, there's a question says, Anonymous wants to know, Ustad, that after 6.5 years of marriage, my husband and I are very incompatible in every way. Please, Mufti Saab, could Mufti Saab give us some advice? Because our marriage is on the rocks. Ustad, Anonymous.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmad. Ala Rasulihi al-Kareem, amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, that when a marriage is lasting already for 6 years or 7 years, 6.5 years, then we come with the excuse of incompatibility. It shows that there is more to it than meets the eye. I don't know if you have a child or children or not, that was not mentioned, but what I will advise you is the following few things, that both parties must inculcate the quality of taqwa and true piety. When we perform a nikah, the imam recites all those ayats regarding taqwa through piety. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqoo rabbakumul ladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. So both of you all need to bring the love of Almighty Allah, the fear of Almighty Allah at all times, all all places, all circumstances. Second, both of you need to start reading abundantly. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. That Ya Allah grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verse 74. Both of you must read the 99 beautiful, wonderful names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, chapter 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. What about your salat? Are you all meticulous, particular of your salat? Both parties must be reading 5 times salat on time, the husband in the masjid with jama'ah, and you the lady at home. Thereafter, tilawatul Qur'an must take place. What has happened to both of you? Both of you have joined the satanic party. Istahwadha alayhimu shaitan. The shaitan has gained the ascendancy over both of you. Fa'ansahum dhikrallah. And he made you forget Almighty Allah. When you start forgetting Almighty Allah, then ulaika hizbu shaitan. Then people become and join the party of the Satan and Lucifer. And once you start doing that, then shaitan's aim is this. يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. Then he wants to cause separation between husband and wife. So see all the references in the Noble Quran and see what Almighty Allah is teaching us. So go to chapter number 58, Surah Mujadala, and see verse number 19. So chapter 58 and verse 19. That is how people join the Satanic party, Lucifer's party, Iblis party. And then he, the whisperings of Shaitan, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 102, he wants separation. So both of you now, the Shaitan is saying, yeah, I don't need him. He says, I don't need you. Who is going to get happy? Only Shaitan and Lucifer. So whenever all these satanic thoughts and whisperings of Shaitan, you whisper fi sudur in nas, min al jinnati wan nas takes place, then read A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Read Ayatul Kursi. Read the four quls. Read Surah Fatiha. And read Ya Wadudu Ya Wadud. Inshallah, Allah will give tawfiq. Ameen. And His help will come and assistance and salvage your marriage and save your marriage. That atalaq is not an option for y'all, because I think there's a child or children also involved. So you all must think properly. Don't play into the hands of Satan and Lucifer.
Mm. 2 children involved with that.
Now see the masoom children, and now all these problems here. So the children must be the reconciling factor. You must say, never mind, for the sake of Almighty Allah and the pleasure of Allah, and to give my children a home. So the children will not be brought up by a single parent, so they don't deserve that. Let us work on our marriage. Start forgiving one another. Don't look at the past. Me, me, two, two. I did this, you did this, you did this, I did. Start now, forgive one another, and start afresh and practice on the advices I gave you just now. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will change the negativity into positivity.
I see there's a sister, Ustad. She's saying, Mufti Sahab, please, if you could address her as your daughter, my Betty. She wants to know, Ustad, that she's married only for 6 months, but she don't have the skills of cooking. If Mufti Sahab could please refer her to somebody, your daughter, Ustad Betty.
Betty, my daughter, you see, when you got married, then you should have told your husband to be and told his family that you don't know how to cook and so forth. And it's not something difficult that your mother and them should have taught you that. Even now, you know, in the English language, my daughter, my Betty, they use the term sabbatical. So tell your daughter, tell your husband that, you know what, that end of June is holidays, so or now whenever is suitable for him, he must just give you 2 weeks off, 10 days off. You go to your mother and tell your mother to cook for you and show you everything, and by now you know know what your husband likes and doesn't like. So in that way, there in 10 days, 2 weeks, if you put your mind to it, then mashallah, you will learn all the basics and everything. No one can teach you better than your own beloved mother, Betty. So that's one. Second one, today you got all the books and you got internet. So you know that in the olden days, they had the Indian delights. Nowadays, I don't know how many books they got on Indian delights and this delights and this delights. So look at all this, trial and error will take place. And inshallah, you read 2 rakat salatul hajat and you beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. One to time, you will still make a mistake, but inshallah, every time practice makes perfect. So that's my advice to you. No need to lose hope and say that, no, my husband is shouting or my mother-in-law is shouting. You are partially to blame, and your parents and your mother also partially to blame, because you must remember, that's what I say, we get our daughters, our sisters, our children married, but they totally nadan, totally unaware and innocent in the sense they don't know how to run a house, because sometimes we keep them in the lap of luxury. Everything is ready-made. We got the cook at home, dial a roti, dial a movie, dial this, dial a bed, dial this, whatever they need, just dial a mufti. So everything is this pakki pakai roti, you know, everything ready-made. So now you must learn all these things here. See, I teach you, Betty, something. Marriage is what? Every normal human being, male or female, we have got two shahwat, two desires. One is shahwatul faraj, one is shahwatul batan. So shahwatul batan is a hungry man is an angry man. So you must know by now what are the likes and the dislikes of your husband. So when you go home by your beloved mother, then you learn all those recipes and everything, and you make that for your beloved husband, one. So that will fulfill shahwatul batan. So now he won't be hungry, he will eat your food and it'll be tasty and he'll be very happy. Then shahwatul faraj, that husband and wife, you must remember the conjugal relationship. So once you can win over your husband on these two things, his stomach also is filled, he's not hungry, his desires also are fulfilled, then slowly you'll win over his heart, his credit card, debit card, and his money and everything also. So that is what you must learn. Your timing must be right, and you will see things will work out. So just take a sabbatical, they call that. Mm. Just take leave little bit from his permission. Say, my darling, just give me off, and I want to go learn properly by my mother, and I'll come back. And if he say no, tell him he must come with. So you still stay by your mother. It's holiday time, end of June, and in that way there, mashallah, that you can all build a good relationship with the in-laws, outlaws, everybody, inshallah.
I see Betty says to start that only thing she knows is how to fry an egg. And Betty wants to know that if maybe Mufti Saab could give Upper Fatima's number to her, she wants to some recipes from Upper Fatima. And she says that Mufti Saab, she was brought up spoiled bread. She's an aliport to start, Betty. Yeah,
so you see, but what do you want my Fatima's number? You must go to your mother. Isn't your mother alive? So you must go there. If I give my Fatima's number, you know how many people will phone her and all these things. Yesterday, you must remember the ladies from Cape Town, they said that, you know, I must become the Peer Saab and the Sheikh Saab, and they will become my murids. Then I was thinking about it afterwards. That time it didn't strike me. So I should have told them that the whole day and night I'll be eating cook sisters. You understood? So you must remember this type of things. So sister, you mustn't only eat it. That's what I told you. That you're brought up very, very spoiled. So now
mother
6 months.
Mother passed away.
Mother passed away. So chalo yo. See somebody, inshallah, to that. So send me a message 071-888-1184, and then I'll give you my wife Fatima's number and you speak to her, inshallah. Alright, 071-888-1184, Betty, and then I'll give you my Fatima's number, and then you speak to her directly, and she will give you all the nice recipes and all the this, and make special dua for me who passed away. You must read Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Allah Jalla Wala grant Ummi Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la.
Somebody says, my husband don't want to visit his kalas, his aunts, since my mom-in-law passed away a few years ago. The aunts distance themselves. They are very selective of who they invite or visit. So before my husband, just avoid them. I argue we must keep the family ties. Ustad, please explain.
Remember, in Islam, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, see both ways it works. See, I'm giving you both hadiths. Both are in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Al-Khalatu bimanzilatil Khala means Masi, mother's sister. So Khala, Masi, maternal auntie, master's sister. So these are all various languages we gave you. So she takes the place of the mother. When I was going to Karachi in the 70s to study and I come home for holidays, then I go visit my Masis, my Khalas, my maternal aunties. They would kiss me and embrace me and you know that they were so elated, nephew came and so forth. So you must build the ties. Same thing, Al-Ammu Sinwu Abih. Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the kaka, the chacha, pasa brur, the paternal uncle, he takes the place of the father. So remember that we must always show utmost respect to our paternal uncle, our maternal auntie, because one takes the place of the mother, one takes the place of the father. So now, after your mother passed away, so now there seems to be distance and so forth. You must just go there sometime, take a present and so forth. Don't wait for invitation. And surprise is always good also. And you go there, break the ice and so forth. It's not now your mother passed away, so now it's out of sight, out of mind. And now you say, no, they're not inviting us. Look, you go fly a kite and so forth. No. So you must show you are one better and so forth. When we, you know, you haven't severed the family ties, but you have curtailed it. And this will lead to severing the family ties. Once you start cutting off and severing the family ties, then that becomes a major, major sin. Remember that. Quran Sharif, chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verses 22, 23. In tawallaytum, when you have authority, you have influence, you have money, you have status, you have rank, and tufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever and cut off the family ties, then what are the consequences, the ramifications? Surah chapter 47, verses 22, 23, ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah, those are the people Allah Ta'ala is cursing them, they are cursed by Allah. For asammahum, deprived of the special mercy. For asammahum, Almighty Allah makes them spiritually deaf. Wa a'ma absarahum, spiritually blind. So today it's so easy. You got cell phone. WhatsApp calls are free. So contact Masi, contact Kala, contact Chacha, contact Kaka, contact family members. I phone my sisters every day, every second day, every third day. So remember that I'm the only brother left and I got two sisters. So we must always keep ties with the family. You know somebody is ill and sick, so contact them, because maybe you can't go there, they're so far and so forth. You can send emails, you can send WhatsApp messages, you can send SMS. 101 ways we can contact them. But agar tu hi na chahe, to bahane hazar hai. If you don't want to do something, then always we will bring 100,000 excuses. So always our job, our function is jorna, naket torna. Our function is to join, and especially the family ties, husband-wife relationship, and make the family, make the marriage and ties work, not break it. To make it is our function, not to break it, my brother. So that is my advice.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see there's a sister who starts from Kimberley. She says they tell Mufti Sab to that Betty. She can contact me, Titi Jamila from Kimberley. Mama's best cookies. That's what it says here, Ustad.
Ah, so Mama's best cookies, you must remember that Mama's best cookies come from the Holy City. You must remember that Holy City is H-O-L-Y. So that is Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak. Yet Kimberley is the Holy City, H-O-L-E. So that means that you go there, the big hole is there, all the diamonds are there and so forth. So therefore it's called the Holy City. So there, so Maulana, you got now both numbers there on your phone, right? So inshallah, Beti, Maulana Arafat will send to you, Bibi, Titi Jamila.
Titi Jamila, Kimberley.
Yeah, Titi Jamila, Kimberley. Titi in Afrikaans means sister, not what you're thinking now. So Titi Jamila, and Jamila means beautiful, and she makes wonderful, beautiful cook sisters and nice food and all that. So there your problem solved, inshallah, Betty. So you will get very good recipes and all that from the Holy City of Kimberley, inshallah.
Subhanallah, ameen. Ustad, what is the Islamic ruling on a woman whose attitude towards wearing Islamic dress is too relaxed and who sits with her brother-in-law? Anonymous, Ustad.
Remember that when a woman is not prepared to wear proper modest clothes and so forth, that shows that her level of taqwa, piety, her level of haya and shame and modesty is decreasing every day. And Almighty Allah, I give you one incident of the Noble Quran, just one, and you look at it yourself. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he left Egypt. Why he left Egypt? The people told him that Nabi Musa alayhi salam, O Prophet Moses, you know, your name Nami Ismigrami, your honorable name is mentioned the most in the Noble Quran among all the prophets and messengers 136 times. He was dark in complexion, he had sheepish hair like the African. So now there was a fight, like argument, for wakazahu Musa faqadali. He just tapped that person, he died. But now the enemy, who's going to believe him? They will say he is guilty of premeditated murder. So they gave advice, nasahtu lakum. They'll be giving you advice. Go from here, because they're going to send the assassination squad to kill you, assassinate you, Allah forbid. So he leaves Egypt, he goes to Midian. When he comes there, nobody he knows. What does he do? He reads Surah 28, verse 24. So, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. And remember that, Ya Allah, whatever goodness you're sending down, I'm in need of it. I need boarding, I need lodging, I need everything. There were two ladies there, the daughters of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam. He assisted them and so forth. Then they went home early. Father Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam asked them what happened. They said yes. He said, go call him. So she, Safura radiallahu anha, who subsequently becomes the wife of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So go open Surah 28 verses 24, 25, 26 and see what is haya, what is shame, what is modesty, what is bashfulness. So Allah uses the word faja'atu ihdahuma tamshi ala istihya. Her gait, G-A-I-T, her style of walking was so bashful, was so modest, that there was so much haya in that. So when you, a person, the lady wears see-through clothes, oh, she doesn't bother, sleeveless or short sleeves, and everything is exposed. When she bends down, you can see the bosom and everything for public consumption. So remember that all that is haram. And Almighty Allah is warning people about that. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. The garments and the clothing of piety, that is the best. Then go to Sahih Muslim, Kitabul Libas wa Zina, the chapter on clothing and beauty and adornment. Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is authentic Sahih Hadith, سِنْفَانِ مِنْ أَهَلِ النَّارِ وَلَمْ أَرَهُمَا. There are two categories, two groups of people that they will end up in Jahannam and the hellfire. I have not seen them. They were not in vogue. They were not prevalent during the time of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One, primarily the men. قَوْمٌ مَعَهُمْ أَسْيَاتٌ. That the man, they had the whip and they were lashing people. They were tyrants and tenpot dictators and so forth. Second group, وَنِسَاءٌ كَاسِيَاتٌ عَارِيَاتٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, and many, many women who think that they are dressed, but they'll be naked in the year after. وَعَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِنَّ, and on their heads, they will have كَأَسْنَامِ الْبَقَرِ, كَأَسْنَامِ الْبُخْرِ, they will have like the hump of the camel, meaning big, big buns and all this type of thing. You know, the big bun they put on their head. And thereafter, never mind Jannah, لَمْ يَجِدْنَ رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ, they will not even get the fragrance of Jannah and so forth. So that's one, absolutely haram that is. And about Haya, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif in Bayhaqi, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ وَالْحَيَاءَ قُرَنَاءُ جَمِيعًا, Iman and faith and Haya and shame and modesty are two partners together. إِذَا رُفِيَ أَحَدُهُمَا رُفِيَ الْآخَرُ, when the Haya disappears, then the Iman gets weaker, weaker, and the person exits Islam also, sometimes Allah forbid. When the Iman goes, then the Haya also is gone. See today, they targeting children, the Disney movies. They say that 50% of the actors must be the weird characters and the queer characters. What they mean by that? They mean that 50% of the actors must be gay and lesbian. And what is their target audience? The children. So when they grow up, they must accept it. You must remember, you can be gay, you can be lesbian, LGBT. It's part of life, it's part of society today. Today, I sit for 1, 2, 3 hours and I answer questions. So a lady sends me a message. She even took that doctor's name and she said that this doctor here sent out a message for the gay parade, you know, and LGBT. So she, this Muslim lady, told the other one that was also supposed to be a Muslim, that how can you ever promote this? That, remember, is absolutely haram and so forth and so on. So that lady there who posted that, so in favor of the LGBT, just blocked her. So what you're trying to say, that we're trying to even say it is fine. It's legal South African law, Islamically punishable by death, remember this. So that is the Islamic punishment. But people become desensitized and people start thinking, no, it's fine. And now their effort is on the Muslims, children, men, women. So that is what we find that is going on. So each one of us, when this haya, shame goes away. Now come to the second part. And that is, she's sitting there with a brother in law, husband's brother, or thus and so forth. Mm. So you must remember Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Alham al Maut. How people have a natural fear for death. You must fear the brother in law so much. Because he got easy access. He knows which is his brother's house. He knows when his brother is there, when his brother is not there. Deliberately he will come there when his brother is not there. He will tune up his brother's wife and sometimes she will enjoy it, and then they will start flirting with one another. Then one thing. How many incidents we know like this? That the brother-in-law got busy with his own brother's wife and so forth. So therefore, all this haram. Islam, when it solves a problem, it doesn't go to the fruits on top, it goes to the roots. And therefore, Islam says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, do not even go near fornication and adultery. إِنَّهُ كَانَ Fahisha, it is something obscene, lewd and indecent. We must always promote a pure and a chaste society.
Ustad, I don't know what's the masla on this. One tara given and now he wrote a letter 16 May, saying if within 30 days wife is not back, marriage will end. He presented the letter to wife on the 25th of May, from which date 30 days starting. Well, full talaq will be affected by this letter if wife don't go back, and also can he retrieve letter before 30 days? Wife stay with parents to start.
Anyway, the way I understand it, best is this type of things is, I always tell y'all, yesterday one person from Lens contacted me. Long story. So I heard him and so I told him, see, Baji, that, you know what, you got Jamiats here, you got the Darulums here, you got all that. Rather go there and you solve the whole problem. I don't get involved in these things here. We just give advice and so forth. Because there, the wife Seders, the husband Seders, both have to be present. So you can pose questions to them. So that's why I'm qualifying it. I say the way I understand this question is like this. Does husband already gave one talaq? So it seems the talaq he gave. Now you see, this is the first question. So therefore I have to say it seems like he gave a talaqu raj'i, a revocable divorce. So if he gave a revocable divorce, then the wife has to go back. So you must remember what in the iddat, because he's telling her to go back, and once he says that, then she has to go back whether she likes it or not. So when he's telling her that I'm giving you ultimatum that by this date you must be back, otherwise the second talaq will fall. So it's a straightforward issue. So if you go back, so it'll only be one talaq, and then he took you back, so that talaq will still be counted and valid, the first one. So if you go back within before that date there, so he will still possess two talaqs and divorces for the future if that was the first talaq. You don't go back, so that will be the second talaq and second divorce and so forth. But the thing we must now verify, that which type of talaq did he give? Did he give talaqu raj'i, a revocable divorce? Did he give talaq a buy-in, irrevocable? So these are all outstanding issues. So my advice, I don't know who's right, who's wrong, whether it's children, no children, but we will always say 99% of the time, was sulhu khair, reconciliation is the best, as the Quran Sharif teaches us. So he might be wrong, maybe the wife is wrong, maybe both parties are wrong. So that only Almighty Allah knows. But again, I repeat and reiterate, these type of issues, you must go to your local ulama, go to your jamiats, go to your darulums and so forth, and both parties must be present. Then you can resolve this matter amicably.
Somebody says, Ustaz, that I am a Muslimah and I'm hoping to get married in a few months, inshallah. My parents are from Pakistan and would like me to wear a traditional bridal outfit, which consists of an embroidered scarf, tunic, and long baggy skirt. Ustad.
So you must remember that garara, that's what they call it, garara. You must know those words, Molana, you see. So when we stayed in Pakistan, then they used to teach us all these terms there. So my advice, you don't have to do all these type of things. See, I'm teaching you a masla now also, you know, that if you take the Muslim woman in all parts of the world, leave South Africa, all parts of the world. When I say leave South Africa, I mean we don't confine it to South Africa. So you take South Africa, you take the Arab world, Muslim world, everywhere. 80%, 90% of our Muslim women, they will wear a big gown and so forth. It will be white in color and dust and all this there. They use it only once on the wedding day. And remember, it will cost 10,000, 20,000, 50,000. Allah alone knows how many thousand it will cost and so forth. So you, my sister, you must ask yourself this question. You are going to get married. You say you're a Muslimah. And alhamdulillah, we all are Muslims. So Muslim means we submitting, surrendering to the command of Almighty Allah, to the teaching of all Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what it is. So that Muslim means that. So he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna a'adaman nikahi baraka aysaruhu ma'una." That the best nikah is the one where the least expenditure is incurred. So for what you have to buy this outfit and that outfit? We're not saying you mustn't buy a nice outfit. You buy a nice outfit, but now it must be this material and must be this color. The garara must be red and must have this embroidery and that. And you know, when I was in Pakistan, I used to get shocked, you know, that how the men come into the masjid. Because when we were there, so we used to see that a certain time on a Friday, normally the nikah would take place. Mawana Ihtishamulak Thanvi used to come there in Newtown Madrasa, now Bin Nuri Town, and he used to perform. So I used to just sit and look. half the things that the men do or the women do, the women's family, is Hindu customs and traditions. Got nothing to do with Islam and so forth. So therefore, sister, you ask me the question, to mera ye arz hai aur muaddabana guzarish hai aapse ke aap usse parhez kare aur gurez kare aur aap aise libas pehne jisme taqwa ho aur ye riwaj rasam jo hai uska koi taluq nahi Islam se, bas ek riwaj rasam hai aur aise libas aap acche libas theek hai lekin ye hai ke Islam ne iski targhib di to wo aapko karna chahiye. So you did not understand anything. So what I told the sister is this, my personal advice, don't wear all this garara and das and all these type of things. Wear nice clothes, very good, but it must have taqwa, piety and so forth involved. And remember, do that for the love of Allah. When our foundation is good, then Allah's special mercy will come. And you and your husband to be, to all of you that start reading from now abundantly, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses, grant us such children that are the coolness of the eyes, and in that way there Allah will make it easy. I told you 100 times on several occasions, marriage is not the bodies must meet only. The bodies must meet, but more important, the hearts have to meet. When the hearts meet, then there is unity of thought, both of you going in the same direction. So ab khub parha kare meri ben aur hamshira, ya wadud ya wadud ya wadud. Allahumma alif baina qulubina, allahumma aslih dhata bainina. So you read these duas, ya Allah, bring mahabba wa wadda within our hearts. Ya Allah, where these differences, you bring about reformation, reconciliation, everything we have in Islam. But we got the best, we must share that with the rest. But we leave that and we get impressed with the Hollywood, Bollywood and Robin Hood, satanic hood culture and so forth. So therefore we must be clear on all these type of issues.
I see the sister says garara ye aisa hai ustad.
Aisa hi hai. I told you the right term. They call garara. So that's the thing there.
Well, it's exactly now 19 minutes to 12. Somebody says music play in the sheets in weddings, even taking Allah's name and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name. And I personally seen music being played by huge pianos while recordings of these nasheeds. Some of the ones who start in different collections. G.
Remember, that is not permissible, irrespective whose collections it is. You see, today, let us be honest of three things. Number one, you will find these nasheed artists, some of them, they have two different type of nasheed. They will tell you this one got music, is for the progressive Muslims, and the other one got no music and is for the conservative. So people like me, they'll say conservative. Some other people, they say progressive. But the aim is what? Just to make money. So use Islam, use Allah Jalla Wala's name, use Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name, and then we commercialize Islam and sell Islam. So it's all haram, all these things here. So therefore, whether it's in a nikah or whether it's in a walima or whether it's in any jalsa or what, or on the radio or whatever it is haram is haram. So it can be anybody's collection. So we must be clear on this type of issues. That's one. Two is, I told you all this before as well. If you know Arabic, the best book, and this he gave me personally, Sheikh Nasruddin Albani Rahimahullah's book, Tahreemu Alati Turb. So there's musical instruments are haram, and he mentioned from Quran, from Sunnah and Sahaba and all. Excellent book. Inna Sheikh Akad Afada wa Ajada fi Hadal Kitab fi Hadal Maudu. So the Sheikh has done a good job in that. So that is in Arabic. In Urdu, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab, he passed away in Shawwal 1976. We met Hazrat Mufti Sahab several times, and he was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan. According to my opinion, he was one of the greatest scholars and jurors and muftis in the whole subcontinent, Indo-Pak. Remember that. So that is Islam or Musiki in Urdu. I have it. I have all these books with Allah's help. In English, the best book I found is Slippery Stone by Khalid Beg. Beg, you spell B-A-I-G. So Khalid Beg. So go read these books and you will find it there. So we try and fool ourselves and just justify it. And then they'll get some crooked mufti or maulvi that who's getting some commission or getting something out of it, and they'll put their halal stamp, Sharia compliance stamp and so forth. So what is the motive? What is the intention? Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. We want to please Allah and we want to please Shaitan also. So Shaitan and Lucifer and Iblis and his crew and comrades will be very happy. Allah is never pleased with this. Allah's curse is on it. Because Allah himself said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter into Islam in its totality and its entirety. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow in the footsteps of Shaitan. So what we have done is this. Jummah time, we super Muslims. Ramadan time, we super Muslim. Auspicious big nights come, we very good Muslim. Now is weekend coming, holiday coming, Thursday's holiday, so we'll make long weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and now we gone here. So Salat also is gone, the hijab also is gone, and the parda is gone. The men also busy there with the woman with the bikinis, tikinis. They say, Durban, ma boharuche. The weather is tip top. It's not only the weather, he wants to dip in there where the ladies are. And he says, I want to go for a dip, you see. So when you go in the dip, then you can see a lot of things there. So all these are satanic things. We must be clear about it. So, wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Islam is not a pick and choose. You know, it's not a supermarket. Remember that. It is a commandment, a commitment that we must adhere to all times, all places, all circumstances. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 208. So that's the lesson we all must learn. Allah grant us tawfiq.
Ustad, the bridal shower and baby shower allowed in Islam, Ustad?
We discussed it the other day. I told you that these are all Western customs. You go back 30, 40, 50 years, nobody knew about this. But then the TV came, and then you must remember the democracy came, and then you must remember that the Hollywood, Bollywood culture, everything available on the palm. You just press button on your phone, and you will see everything. So now, we as Muslims, alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. We must impact on the lives of others. Not we get impacted and influenced by them, but by and large today the Ummah is getting influenced by the enemies of Islam. So what they do, we must do. We want to mimic them. We want to imitate them. So how can that be permissible? So there's Islam, there's no such thing like bridal shower, baby shower, all these type of things. Yeah, when you and your husband get married and you fulfill the conjugal relationship, then you have to take shower, that's compulsory. So that you have to worry about. All these other things here is not permissible. It's all customs of the West and the enemies of Islam.
Somebody says that I was told that I would never be able to father a child after my accident. Now I have a child born. Now I want to marry my child's mother. Am I a sinner for not marrying earlier? Ustad Anonymous?
Obviously, it means you committed zina, fornication. Quran Kareem teaches us in Surah 24, verse 2. Fazaniyat wa zani. Fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma miyata jalda. Wala ta'khudhkum bihima rafa. So don't show them any mercy and compassion. Take them outside in full view of the Muslims. Give them each 100 lashes. You whip them, lash them. So people in the Western world will say, this is barbaric, it's too harsh and so. So Islam will say, make few people a sample example, it will be a deterrent for everybody. See our South Africa, see the Western countries, France, Brazil, everywhere. So you will get more harami children than halal children. Why? Because of the condom culture. See in the schools what is happening. So remember, right on the school premises, they busy. They they study biology, then they go experiment it. They study this world subject, then they go experiment it. Right in the school premises. So all these things are happening today. So you need to understand. So not only a sinner, a major, major sinner. So make sincere tawbah. The child is a haram child. The lineage goes to the mother. You are Muslim, she's Muslimah. So get married, but the lineage of that child will go to the mother. Regarding that issue, you must remember, oh, the doctor told you, or whoever told you, urologist or whatever, you will never become a father. So remember, Allah gives whoever He wishes. Go read Surah 42, verses 49 and 50. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala gives somebody daughters only. Where I am in Heidelberg, I was born. Two families there. So one family, two daughters, no sons. The other family, five daughters, no sons. So I was there. They used to all fight to play with me because they never had a brother. So you must, when we were very young, I'm talking about. So we must be very clear on this. Sometimes Allah gives sons only and no daughters, you see. My in-laws, 10 sons. So then my wife was born after that. So you must remember that this Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And sometimes Allah gives sons and daughters. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. And sometimes He doesn't give children. So that is Qudrat Allah Ta'ala. So you don't have to worry what the doctor said. You have to make sincere tawbah. Marry that lady, provided both of you are Muslim. Your child, now bring him up or bring her up as a Muslim. But lineage goes to the mother. And remember that, make sincere tawbah. All the other children then, they will be ثابت النسب. They will carry your name, the husband's name. But the first one, because he's born out of wedlock, so therefore it's a major, major sin. And I told you the punishment and that is the consequences of it. So make sincere tawbah. Allah Ta'ala is all forgiving.
I see a listener say, see a Mufti Saab, I am not a beggar. I have 7 kids. Am I disrespectful by asking certain food stores for discount to feed 7 kids who start anonymous?
100%. You must tell them you got 7 kids plus it's you and your husband, then you got 9. And maybe you got your mother-in-law, father-in-law or somebody. So then it becomes Tilka Ashertun Kamila. So then you become 10, you see. So you tell them you want discount. There's nothing wrong in that Islamically. So it's fine. There's no problem with that.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that a wife has been created to work on her husband's nerves. If every man just realizes this, then there wouldn't be any divorces. Am I right, Anonymous Ustad?
Totally wrong. You must remember that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was in Jannah. And when he was in Jannah, you know one of my famous lines. Even the children know it. Sometimes I go places. So the children, they know that this guy likes to make one too nice joke for us. So they'll meet me and say, no wife, no life, you see. So this type of things. Oh, hungry man is an angry man. You know this type. So short lines like, you know. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created Nabi Adam alayhi salam. He's in Jannah, but he's alone. So no wife, no life. So meaning nice, feeling lonely. So he cries, he begs Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, I need wife. So Almighty Allah created Sayyida Hawa, H-A-W-W-A, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam. See, I read the verse for you from the Noble Quran. Chapter 7, Surah A'raf, verse 189. Chapter 7, verse 189. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. He Almighty Allah created you from one soul, one person. So we are Bani Adam, the children of Adam. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and you can say Adam and Eve. So, but initially he's alone. So alone. Thereafter, وَجَعَلَ مِنَهَا زَوْجَهَا. Thereafter, Almighty Allah made from him. The ha, the pronoun, the zamir, goes to nafs. It means from him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala created his spouse. So you must remember that. So when the spouse comes, لِيَسْكُنَا إِلَيْهَا, so that you get sukoon, you get peace, you get tranquility. So that is Islam. When you get married, you kiss
kiss your wife, you embrace her, you touch her, so the body heats come, and then she brings sukoon, peace, tranquility in your life. So this is initially, right? So our parents, Nabi Adam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, so when they got married, when they were there in Jannat, now they wanted to meet, Allah says stop. Allah performed the nikah for them. Now he has to pay mahar. What's the mahar I have to pay? Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, read 20 durood sharif salawat and durood sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go open Zadu Sa'id, you will find it there also. So some ulama say 20, some say 30, but the fact remains he had to read durood sharif salawat salutations. Then all they done, then husband wife relationship continue. This is for them. Our spiritual father, our spiritual mother. Now we come to me and you, my brother. We get married, our woman get married to us, our wives and so forth. So what Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, the whole page Almighty Allah says, from His signs, from His symbols, this is the sign and the symbol of Almighty Allah. So what did Almighty Allah say? وَمِنْ آياته أن خلقكم من نفس واحدة, that Almighty Allah جل وعلا created you. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا, and the sign and symbol of Allah, He created for you from your own kind, your own species. He didn't tell us we must go marry a rabbit or an elephant or some animal or something. You male, you marry female. Adam, you marry Eve. You don't go marry Steve, like the shaitans are saying today. So Eve, you must marry Adam. So there. So that is now that you get married to the opposite gender. Min anfusikum azwaja. Why you must get married? Litaskunu ilayha. There also it was mentioned sukoon. Here also is mentioned sukoon. So that is the primary objective. When you look at your wife, wife looks at the husband, we live in a house. The house becomes a home. The home becomes Darussalam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. So initially there must be sukoon. Then she will do things for you, you do things for her. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً, then the love will be enhanced and increased. Then you're an old timer now, you're married 30, 40, 50 years, not every day you have to say, Poppy, darling, sweetheart, I love you. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, the mercy, compassion. You start thinking, my wife, how many sacrifices she made for me. So the mercy, compassion must overtake us. She must think, how much does husband sacrifice for her and for the children? So then the mercy, compassion. Inna fi dhalika la ayatil liqawmi yatafakkaroon. So in that there are signs for people who wonder, ponder and reflect. Surah 30, Surah Rum and verse number 21. So your reasoning that Allah created woman to work on our nerves, totally incorrect and rejected with the contempt it deserves. When we make the right selection based on iman, based on taqwa and piety, then marriage is a bed of roses. But when we make the wrong selection, we look at the mal, we look at the jamal, we look at, see, if I get married here, I will get millions of rands, I will get very smart cars and houses. And you look at the jamal, she's very fair in complexion and so forth. She got blonde hair and blue eyes and green eyes, and that is the criteria, then sometimes that marriage becomes a bed of thorns, remember, not a bed of roses. So don't blame Islam, blame ourselves for all the wrong decisions we make. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall, it's because of our own deeds, own actions. Last question.
I see our last question, Ustaz, I'm going to read it out to you, is Mrs. Adrian says that I still do listen to you, it's just that too much happening in my life. I'm a single mom and my daughter, she's just finishing me. She was such a pure child. I really don't know what happened to her. She now has fallen in love with a married man and he's sending to her so many gifts and he's paying her all her accounts. Mufti Abdul Qadir, I ask you to pray to God to protect my child. Men are dogs. Mufti Abdul Qadir, Ustad. Mrs. Adrian.
Mrs. Adrian, you see, the last statement you made, obviously that you have to discount. You can't paint everybody with the same brush. You can't say the men did this. What I remember of you and your daughter, your husband passed away tragically, right? Mm. So that's what you told us. So you had to bring up your beloved daughter as a single parent. Then she got married across the culture, that she married a white guy or whatever. Mm. That marriage didn't work out. Then she got married or whatever, marriage or girlfriend or mistress with a Muslim guy, and then the police came and so forth. That's what you told us. Now again she's getting involved. You understand? Mm. So the weakness in your daughter is she's always falling for money. So when she's falling for money and so forth, now this guy, she knows he's married, but she will say, fine, you pay all my accounts and then I will give you my body. He's not doing it free of charge. Let us be honest, Mrs. Sure. Adrian. So you must remember that. Do you really believe that he's doing it out of the goodness of his heart? He's not doing that. He's going to use her, abuse her, and then give her a kick. Remember that. So who is to blame? Both parties are to blame. So you need to give your daughter a good talk and tell her. So many things happen in your life. You're still 25, you're under 30, mm-hmm. but I'm sorry to use the word, but she's behaving like a street lady, like a prostitute. She's selling herself to the highest bidder. And this one will give me this, give me this, give me this. So we pray for everybody. But you must remember, in life, things will only change if we change for the better. So that's what she's doing now. She's selling her body, selling herself, and saying that now, okay, this is the life I will lead. So you as a mother, you have to give her a good advice and pray to Almighty Allah. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. He forgives. Maybe she embraces Islam, you embrace Islam, and you make sincere tawbah and repent. So that only Almighty Allah knows. But to say that men are dogs or men are guilty, so both ways it works. And you can't say every male. Remember, your daughter also is guilty of many, many crimes here in this instance. Allah guide one and all. Okay, inshallah, next up will be the news, inshallah, with Brother Yusuf Ali. And thereafter, turning away from the traits of ignorance and jahiliyyah, 12 to 1, Maulana Ridwan Qaji. 1 o'clock, Zohar Azan, 105 to 130, Surah Wa Najmi. And a new surah, we start verses 1 to 25, and 130 to 2, Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verses 17 to 20, 2 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:40 after the news will be, that will be repeat of Q&A, and then the various zikr and duas to 4 o'clock, 4 to 5, that Umrah ka tariqa, so that is Moana Salim Dorat, inshallah, how to perform Umrah. 5 to 7 will be Moana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the tafsir, Surah Wa Najmi, verses 1 to 25. 7:30 to 8, Mo Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10, month after dinner, with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And of course, tomorrow morning, 4 to 6, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.